Joining us now on the Harbor One hotline, one of the coaches, one of the assistants at the University of Oregon, was at the University of Colorado, yep. Christian, where your son was as well. And he was the position coach of Christian Gonzalez. Coach Demetrius Martin is with Gresh and Fourier here in Boston. Coach, good morning. I'd say thanks for getting up, but I'm assuming with spring ball, you've already put in about a full day's work in 3-4 hours.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm 3 hours into the day already, so we off and rolling. Yeah.
So I guess the biggest question is obviously, you recruited Christian Gonzalez. He was at Colorado. You go to Oregon. He hops in the transfer portal. He follows you over there. Like, what's the best thing other than the athletic ability? What is it about just Christian Gonzalez as a person that stands out to you?
In this day and age, with this generation, his sense of loyalty and commitment, those are some of the things that really stuck out, because he gravitates to who he can learn from. So I think he's going to be in a great situation where he's going right now.
Coach Martin, you have had a relationship through Christian Gonzalez's whole college career. Who was the kid you met? Who's the kid that he's become? And then sort of where is he going? How have you seen the evolution of Christian over these, 3-4 years?
Oh, wow. I guess to put it in one word, it would be growth and confidence. Because Christian Gonzalez is a very soft-spoken kid, so he has a version of soft confidence, or I should say quiet confidence. And then coaching with him at Colorado and seeing his maturation growing from being a guy to just kind of like sit back and watch and then do it to becoming a leader. When we came over to Oregon, it just instantly, he just led the whole secondary. And that was the type of thing that I seen, like, okay, this kid, he's really got it. He's ready to go.
So we're talking to Coach Demetrius Martin. Christian Gonzalez is a defensive backs coach at the University of Oregon. And Coach, like, you coached a long time. I actually think you actually may have been at UCLA with my nephew, Joseph Fourier. I'm not even sure if you were there.
Yes.
Yeah, you were there. Yes. So you got my nephew. You were there at Colorado when my son was there still. So can you give me a comp? You coached a lot of different players. Give me a current NFL cornerback comp, if you can, on what you think Christian Gonzalez is like.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one, because he has his Christian's athletic skills are so much different than many others that I've coached. The closest would be a guy from UCLA, probably Fabian Monroe, with his size and speed, straight ahead speed. But Christian has his change of direction and his athleticism with his ball skills is something different. It's just something different.
Is he one of those guys, like, as far as like is he afraid to kind of stick his nose in there when it comes to tackling people? Like, is that something that he's willing to do? Because I know Bill Belichick is a big guy with that.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You're gonna get everything you want. Like I said, he's going to a system, from coaching from afar and looking from the outside in, where with how Coach Belichick's style is. He's getting the perfect guy, as they know. That's why they drafted him. So they're getting the perfect fit. He's well-rounded. He's going to be able to play outside. He's going to be able to play inside. And he's going to be able to play up top at safety. Being able to do all that, obviously, you got to be a good tackler. Christian's Achilles heel coming in from high school as a tackler was he was always trying to be a pleaser, meaning he wanted to be exactly correct, near foot, correct shoulder, head out, eyes up. And sometimes, in this game, by the game we play, you just got to trigger and go. And then once he realized that, okay, every tackle is not going to be textbook. It's not going to be how I looked at it on film and teaching drills and tackling. I just got to go get the guy down. And you see him trending upwards from that, from once he realized that.
Demetrius Martin is the cornerbacks coach and the passing game coordinator at the University of Oregon. Christian Gonzalez is position coach, not only at Colorado, but also at Oregon, with Gresh and Fourier here on WEEI. And Coach Martin, you're the guy who puts together the sort of the passing game, how you're going to handle it. We know in the Pac-12, there are some teams that can really fling the bean around. How did you use Christian Gonzalez? You mentioned inside, outside. I'm curious as to how much versatility at a high level this kid has in his game entering the league.
Like I said, he'd be able to do it at from any position. When I first got to Colorado with him, he was in the safeties room. So for the first very good part of camp, maybe the first 2.5 weeks of ball camp, he was repping at the safety spot. And then we seen a need for upgrade at a corner spot that we had. I pleaded with then coach Carl Durrell, please let me get him. Please let me get him. He gave him to me at corner and he took off and ended up starting from day one. That being said, was his football IQ is very high. One thing that stands out about Christian is that's really great, and it's a treasure to be able to coach a guy that can identify, correct, and not repeat their mistakes. So, he's really strong with that. So that's why he's still trending up. His best ball is ahead of him.
Yeah, no doubt. Sounds great. So let me ask you this: Did you talk to any of the coaches at New England? Did they reach out to you or our head coach Dan Lanning in regards to Christian Gonzalez?
Well, yes, I believe definitely with Coach Lanning. For as far as me, I've talked with the area scout a few times, and then Coach Adrian Klimp, who was our offensive line coach, actually coached with me over at UCLA at that same time. And then he was our O-line coach, run game coordinator here at Oregon. Now he's the O-line coach at New England Patriots. So, it came around full circle. So I've talked to Clem a few times and he called in and checked, but he had firsthand witness of it each and every day for a whole season, being here on the staff with us last year.
I know that he will be coached by Bill Belichick, meaning Christian Gonzalez. But as you see him, Coach Martin, coming into the NFL, what do you think are one or two of the things that they're really going to have to get Christian Gonzalez up to speed on to be able to get him on the field? Where does that improvement need to take place here over the summer?
I probably would have to hold pause on that answer. I would probably have to know more about what they want him to do as far as from a schematical standpoint, but it's nothing that he couldn't do within our scheme, whether it was playing man, whether it's playing zone, halves, or, moving inside, playing in the slot, things and such like that. So, special teams, he's a demon on special teams out there at the edge, at the gunner or the bullet or the jammer, things and such like that. And he actually has some returner skills. I just was always scared to put him back there because he was my best corner. So at Colorado, I kind of kept him away from it. And then here at Oregon, we had a couple other guys that could do it. So I never really revealed that he could do it. Although he has
kept it a secret.
Some practice reps. Yeah. I had to keep one under my hat for that one.
What was his greatest, like, as far as opposing offenses, receivers? Did he ever shadow one guy, like somebody else's, another team's best receiver?
When we got here to Oregon, after it was shown that he can, we have a pretty high volume of defense in our scheme. So I would say that it's probably not free agent friendly. Whereas, you have to be in it to know the positions and know where you're supposed to be and the checks and all the adjustments and things and such like that. So once that was revealed that Gonzo could handle all that, then we did move him around to best advantage for as far as we were concerned. So I think that kind of started last year at our University of Arizona game. They had, like you say, in the Pac-12 every week, we got a guy that can spin it, and we got some guys that can run routes. And Arizona had like three receivers and a quarterback that was hot. So they put their best receiver in the slot, and that's where we started putting Gonzo in at our star, our nickel. And we were off and running with it from there. So,
Coach Martin, what can you tell us about Adrian Klemm? We remember Adrian Klemm here, the draft pick of Bill Belichick, not a guy who has now been coaching college football for a long period of time. You've coached them in two different spots. What kind of animal are we getting at O-line, Coach?
You're getting just that, an animal. He's just probably a little bit probably about 3 or 4 steps slower because of all the knee surgeries. But other than that, he's the same guy with a little bit more wisdom.
I think the best part, listen, you've been great, Coach. I totally appreciate you just, you know, last minute hopping fantastic on the phone with us. He already has a nickname. Like, we don't have, so out here in New England, we like to give people nicknames, either bad or for good. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter. But Gonzo, that's what you guys call him, huh? You call Christian Gonzalez Gonzo for short?
Yep, Gonzo. Yep, Gonzo for short. Yep.
Well, coming from Coach Meat, that's his Twitter handle, at Coach_Meat for Demetrius Martin, who is the quarterback's coach and passing game coordinator. Hey, listen, Coach, I always roll that out there because you never know. One of the guys who works on our morning show here at WEEI just took a head coaching job at a local high school. You never know how many people you're going to hear from on the East Coast. And I know one thing about guys who are recruiters like you. It doesn't matter where they're from. I don't care where I find them. I just need to find them.
Just need to find them. Thanks for the plug on that one.
There we go.
Drop me a line.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate the breakdown. This was really good stuff. Thanks a bunch. And, maybe we have a reason to cross paths down the road, but we really appreciate the breakdown of Christian Gonzalez. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hopefully. Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.